This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The race to head the IMF runs through Brazil, India, and China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson in for Steve Chiatakis with the global perspective. What's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world? There's some old school politicking going on in Brazil today. The French finance minister, Christine Lagarde, is there putting on the charm, trying to win support for her bid to head the International Monetary Fund. She's running to replace Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who resigned after being charged with sexual assault. And Christine Lagarde's biggest flaw appears to be that she's not from the developing world. The BBC's Ashley Neame has more now from Singapore.
France's elegant no-nonsense and straight-talking finance minister already has the backing of European leaders, but she'll struggle to secure the IMF's top job without the support of some of the world's rising economic players. That's why she's on a crucial tour of Brazil, China, and India. Charles Adams is professor at the Lee Kuan Yew School of Public Policy in Singapore. He says emerging economies want to stop the practice of guaranteeing that the IMF chair goes to a European.
She has to try and convince these countries that this is not business as usual. And these countries have indicated that they would like to move away from having this as a reserve position. At the same time, I think she has to address some of the concerns being expressed.
The Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has already said he wants a better balanced world order when it comes to the top jobs at global institutions like the IMF, World Bank, and the UN Security Council. But despite the concerns, Asia has yet to nominate its own candidate, and they've got less than 2 weeks to come up with a name. In Singapore, I'm the BBC's Ashley Neame for Marketplace.
To the box office now, where The Hangover 2 kicked off the summer movie season with $118 million in North American sales so far, at another $59 million in overseas sales. And there were probably some people who didn't pay anything because they watched a pirated version of the movie. Well, there's a bill in the U.S. Senate that would give the government more tools to stop that kind of thing, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
The first Hangover brought in nearly $500 million with lines like this.
Hey, guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what?
You know, like, who let the dogs out? Who?
The Hangover was also among the top 10 most illegally downloaded movies. International piracy costs the entertainment industry $20 billion a year. Now, a Senate bill would let U.S. courts force U.S. internet companies to shut off access to foreign websites much faster.
We're talking a matter of hours, matter of days.
Michael O'Leary of the Motion Picture Association says that's critical.
It's not uncommon at all to have hundreds of downloads within just hours.
But law professor Jack Lerner says some websites could be shut down unfairly.
There is a big question about false positives, and we've already seen that with domain name seizures of domestic sites.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden has signaled he may filibuster the bill. The House is looking at similar legislation. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, about 0.3% higher in Frankfurt right now. Wall Street closed for the holiday today. On Friday, the Dow jumped 38 points to close at 12,441.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Comer Science and Education Foundation, dedicated to supporting innovative programs making a positive impact on the lives of individuals and communities.
Well, if you're heading to a Memorial Day barbecue later today, get ready for the burgers, hot dogs, chips, pickles, well, let's just say salt. Doctors tell us we should watch how much salt we eat, and now food companies are reacting with new products. PepsiCo, which makes Fritos and Lay's potato chips, has developed a new salt that it says tastes the same but isn't as bad for you. Marketplace's Sean Cole has the story.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Greg Epp is PepsiCo's senior VP of research and development. We met up in a boardroom at the company's headquarters in Purchase, New York.
This is great. We have chips.
Bags of test chips from the lab, and I'm going to taste them. The first bag is just classic Lay's with a third of the salt removed. The second bag is the same, but it's dusted with a PepsiCo invention called crystal salt. It's a more soluble form of sodium chloride. Because Yep says with normal chips,
a lot of the salt is not actually tasted. It doesn't dissolve as efficiently on your tongue. When we design crystal salt, you actually taste more on your tongue, so you can use less, and it gives you a more salty flavor.
So the idea is the crystal salt chips should taste saltier, more like full salt classic Lay's. I started with the plain old Lay's reduced salt chip.
Okay. Tastes like a potato chip.
And then sampled a reduced salt chip with crystal salt. And then I went back and forth.
I'm going to get fat.
I couldn't really tell the difference. Moreover, PepsiCo says sales of full-salt classic Lay's are doing fine. So why go to all this trouble?
That's what the consumers are increasingly asking for. I want healthier products. I don't want to compromise on the taste.
Mehmood Khan is chief scientific officer at PepsiCo. He's also an endocrinologist. He used to work at the Mayo Clinic. He says the crystal salt initiative is part of a larger goal.
It makes good business sense. It makes good consumer health and wellness sense.
We're talking about potato chips here. We're not talking about a health food.
Marion Nessel teaches nutrition and public health at NYU.
And the philosophical question that you have to ask about these products is a slightly better for you option, a good choice.
Professor Nessel told me, sure, a third less sodium in a bag of chips is positive. But she also says maintaining the same salt taste as regular Lay's defeats the purpose.
Because the purpose of the reducing the amount of sodium, besides the health effect, is to try to get people's salt preferences lower.
Case in point, Nessel lowered her salt intake years ago. Everything tastes too salty to her. Conversely, my taste buds are apparently shot. I brought some classic Lay's with me to the lab and couldn't tell the difference between them and anything else I tasted. In New York, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And here's something that is not closed for the holiday today, marketplace.org. New stuff going up there as we speak. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.